action.
I would say that you need to have a storyline, you need to have a concept in mind, at least for a standard documentary film, and particularly for the kind of films that we do, which have to do with cultural heritage. Cultural heritage is a real story, things that really happened, things that really existed.
As I just said, that I definitely like to script. And then I'm ready to throw the script out when I start shooting. Or make a new script, but it's very important for me to imagine the whole film.
So I know what I'm looking for, so I don't go into a location blank, but I don't fix things too much. So I allow things to speak to me and then respond to it with my camera.
So you have to be open-ending, but also open to every particular circumstance that will change your script. To have a script can be useful just to start, just to have an idea, just to start to have imagination, to have ideas, to have information.
But at the same time, we have to be prepared to change the storyline depending upon opportunities that we find for gathering the materials for making the film, or things that we learn about the story in the process of doing our research, or even in doing the shooting, or even after the shooting. So it's always in a state of flux.
So I realized when making documentary films, I never knew what people were doing or what they were saying would be much more exciting for me. And I have to use all my senses, all my knowledge to try to grasp what is going on and how to rearrange it in the editing for the audience to understand.
Many documentaries work like this, like a research process, but not always. So it really depends on each film.
We think the film is made by the camera and the editing. So the student will work with the camera all the time. So the camera will become a pen. So they will write with the camera.
What you start, where you want to go. And the more you write about it, even if you take the camera, you don't film as you wrote the script. But at least you should have the whole structure in your mind.
So to write during the process is extremely important, to keep a diary. And then afterwards, when you come back with your shooting and you have to edit, you can take the first script, the diary, and start to write a new script that is composed by all of it. And this will be the script that you can deliver to a producer or to an editing person.